It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, man, we got to get to our locks of the week. I don't even know where to start with these, to be honest with you, because we've got, as always, we've got our mandatory college game, our mandatory NFL game, then both of us select our locks of the weeks. We've been on a little bit of a roll lately, and I don't want to jinx it. I'm finally over 500 after going 3-1 last week. I'm at 10-9, and you are at
8-11.
8-11.
Hold on. 5-3 over my last 2 weeks. Okay. So there's making a charge. I'm gonna be honest with you before we get to this. I have no freaking clue. I haven't even decided one of the games Dylan gave us because I'm like, yeah, blank if I know.
Well, which one of you not decided? Because I'm going to make you go first on that one, so you don't hear mine. Let's start with the NFL, man. Let's go to the one right at the top of the list right now. Buffalo Bills at Houston Texans is our mandatory NFL pick of the week. Buffalo, a 1-point favorite in that one on the road against a good Houston Texans squad. The over/under 47.5. You want me to go first? I'll go first if you want me to.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm going to take the Buffalo Bills -1 on the road. And everything in me kind of tells me to lean Houston. The fact that Buffalo is a good football team, but Houston will be at home in this one. I just feel like this is a little bit of a get-back game for Buffalo. Buffalo is one of my Super Bowl favorites when you look at this season, especially when you see how that division's kind of shaped up. I love what Houston has going on, but to me, Buffalo just one step ahead. That 1-point line, very, very fishy, but it just means that Buffalo has to go out and win, and I think they will this weekend.
I have zero freaking clue. This is the game I could not decide. In fact,
good job by Dylan picking this one as the
Can
mandatory.
I tell you something? I was on Buffalo, then I was at the Texans. Yeah. I was back on Buffalo, and I said, now I'm going to the Texans. Then you just picked Buffalo, and I said, I like that. And now I'm back on the Texans in my head. I talked myself out of it as you continued to talk.
Yeah. Always tough, man.
I think you're right, though. That's what hurts. And I don't gain anything by going with you, but I'm going to go with Buffalo as well. I just have no clue. But I think Josh Allen is tired of hearing that he's not one of the top five quarterbacks in the league. And there's few people out there that have said it. I think he is. But then again, D'Amico Ryans knows how to – he's one of the best defensive minds in this game. And how do I go against him at home, but Buffalo?
Yeah, I was going to say, which way are you going to talk yourself back out of it? Look, let's stick with the NFL, and let's go ahead and go to our locks. If you're good with that, you can go first, or I can go first. It doesn't matter. But let's stick with the NFL and go ahead and knock out our locks for the NFL games this weekend.
They're traveling to London. Jets coming off a very poor offensive showing. But I think Denver is very good defensively. I think Denver has figured out, and forgive me, I do not know their DC off the top of my head, but he's doing a phenomenal job at coming up with game plans to get after teams and create pressure. The Vikings are one of the hottest offenses in the league. They were up 28-0 on Green Bay early in Green Bay. The over is 40.5. The over-under is 40.5, I should say. Yep. Give me the over all day long. They're going to show the folks over across the pond had to play offense.
We've been talking about this Falcons game, obviously off and on all day, or basically on. It hasn't left our mind last night. But I tweeted it out before the game. I was like, the unders are 13-0, and the last 13 Falcons primetime literally hit the over by halftime. I was like, that ain't good. Hopefully nobody listened to that. The over had also hit in 12 of the last 16 Falcons bus games. Here's the way I'm going to go as far as my NFL lock. How about the Miami versus New England under 36.5.
I looked at this and I was scared away from it.
Golly, both of those offenses are bad. I know 36.5 is a low number, and it seems like a trap in a number of ways. You just know that Mike McDaniel is going to have somewhat of a better game plan this week. And I know that New England's got a scrappy defense, though. I'm going to say the under of the Miami-New England game, 36.5 this weekend.
I think you're so good on that. I looked at it, and I scared myself because I told you I'm very – I know everything about what – I feel like I know everything. I say I feel like I know everything about what happened last night. I am so lost on everything else. And in this game, I looked at me and I said, don't do it. It's a trap.
Yeah.
So I didn't go. That's a good
it's
call
a trap.
There. I think you have money there.
All right. Let's pivot to our college picks. I'll make you go first on this one so you don't steal my pick again. How about this one? Number 9, Missouri, heading down to College Station. Number 25, Texas A&M. That line, Texas A&M, favored at home by 2.5 points. It sounds like Vegas thinks that home crowd is going to have something to do with it. Also, the over-under at 48.5. Bo, you'll go first on this one.
I think Vegas is on to something. The first game of the year, Notre Dame kind of pushed around. I felt Texas A&M in the trenches,
yeah.
And they did not do that the last few games I've seen from A&M. Mike Elko, I think, is a very good coach. Their quarterback situation is weird because the redshirt freshman played his butt off against Florida. When I saw that game, of course, anybody can score on Florida. That's why UCF's a favorite right now against them and Gainesville. Missouri has not passed the eye test for me yet, and I've put money on them before this year. I'm not this week. Give me A&M and covering the 2.5.
Yeah, I'm going to ride along with you. I think this is a prove-it game for Mike Elko. When you look at the 2.5 points, and to me, just say the rankings first when you say the line. Number 9, Missouri, is an underdog to number 25, Texas A&M. There's a reason that Vegas makes it look that way. Texas A&M, minus the 2.5, they get it done this weekend. All right, real quick, let's go to our college locks of the week. I can go first right here, Bo. Looking at the over of Ole Miss versus South Carolina. I actually think it's a sneaky good game.
I almost took South Carolina because they're 9-point underdogs at home where they play their butts off under Beamer, Shane.
Yeah. They'll be 8-point underdogs or 9-point, whatever line you have it at home, which I think is really interesting to look at considering what happened to Ole Miss a week ago against Kentucky. But I think both these offenses will have a lot of success this weekend. 53.5 to me, while it looks a little bit large, 31-28 gets you home by plenty. All right, and I'm looking at a score like that as far as this game goes. I'll take the Ole Miss South Carolina over for my college lock of the week.
You want me to do it?
What's
you want me
on?
To take the bait?
Are you going to fall in another trap, dude?
I'm taking
just
the bait.
Just because Oklahoma saved you last week with the pick six with 4 minutes left in the game doesn't mean you can continue to fall into traps.
I'm taking the bait.
No!
Tennessee's going on the road.
Ah!
At Arkansas.
No!
My buddy Phil, if he's listening, that's his place. I think he's in the dentist chair right now. He told me he was listening earlier. He's an Arkansas grad. I'm taking Tennessee to cover the 13.5. I'm telling you, their defense is better than I thought. Their offense is phenomenal. Nico
Iamaliava.
He's so good. I don't have to say his last name. You know who I'm talking about. He's going to go in there and roll.
Yeah.
They get it done.
Yes.
They get it to bait.
Yeah.
Making you money.
I don't think it's a trap, man. I don't think it's a bad pick. I think Tennessee is, they have their issues. They have their ups and downs. But Arkansas is a flawed football team as well. I think Tennessee is probably the hardest game left. I know on Alabama's schedule and possibly even on Georgia's schedule, and I say that knowing that Texas is coming up as well.
Boy, so. Kyle Pitts played good last night. I'm sorry. I got the game plan around. He just played so – I'm so proud of that guy.
Me Balled too, out. Baby.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. baseball your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.